I was just watching this jumbo jet take off the other day, and I was thinking, wow, how does something that big even get off the ground? It's incredible what aerospace engineers are able to do, you know?
It really is amazing.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into the world of aerospace engineering jobs and salaries using insights from Engineering Strategy News.
Okay.
So whether you're, an engineer in training, or maybe you're just fascinated by, the idea of space travel, this deep dive is for you.
It's definitely a field that really captures the imagination,
Yeah, absolutely.
and it goes way beyond just planes and rockets.
Yeah.
When you think about it, commercial aircraft, defense systems, even spacecraft, exploring the cosmos, all of that falls under this umbrella of aerospace engineering.
It's amazing. I mean, you think about how it shapes how we travel, how we understand the universe, and even how we protect ourselves. And I'm hooked already.
Yeah, me too. And speaking of some exciting career paths, Engineering Strategy News highlighted some seriously lucrative roles.
Okay, so spill the beans. What are the top paying aerospace engineering jobs right now?
Well, let's start with number five on the list,
Okay.
the aerospace design engineer. These are the artists, who bring those aircraft and spacecraft visions to life.
I see.
They make sure that they meet all those safety and performance standards,
Right.
and they pull in about $105,000 a year on average.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive salary for essentially designing the future of flight. But I bet it takes a very specific type of person to excel in that role. What kind of skills do you think are essential for an aerospace design engineer?
You're absolutely right. It takes a unique blend of technical expertise, and also you need that creative flair.
Yeah.
So, deep understanding of aerodynamics, material science, structural engineering, all of that.
Okay.
But also that artistic vision,
Yeah.
the ability to kind of translate those complex engineering concepts into elegant functional designs.
Right.
And then you can't forget about attention to detail.
Of course, yeah.
We're talking about machines where even the smallest miscalculation could have huge consequences.
Yeah, you need nerves of steel, I would imagine, as well.
For sure.
Okay, so who takes the number four spot on this high-flying salary list?
And number four, we've got the aerospace systems engineer.
Okay.
Now, these are the big picture thinkers who oversee these complex systems from concept to reality.
I see.
They make sure everything integrates seamlessly.
Gotcha.
And they're earning around $110,000 on average.
I'm sensing a theme here: high responsibility, high reward.
Yeah.
But tell me, what does a day in the life of an aerospace systems engineer actually look like? I mean, what kind of projects would they be tackling?
Well, imagine managing the development of like a brand new navigation system for a spacecraft.
Wow, yeah.
Or maybe you're overseeing the integration of a cutting-edge propulsion system for a hypersonic aircraft.
Wow.
So you need to be able to break down those complex projects into manageable chunks, coordinate teams of specialized engineers, and then troubleshoot any problems that come up along the way.
So it sounds like they need some serious project management skills on top of their engineering expertise.
Absolutely.
Okay, on to number three. Who's next in line for the aerospace engineer salary throne?
Number three is the senior aerospace engineer with an average salary of $115,000.
Okay.
Think of them as the seasoned veterans you know,
Right.
the mentors who guide the next generation of aerospace engineers.
Gotcha.
They're the ones with the deep experience and wisdom to tackle those really tough challenges and shape the future of the industry.
Yeah. I bet their expertise is highly sought after. What kind of career path would lead someone to that coveted senior aerospace engineer position?
It's definitely a role that comes with years of experience, and you need a proven track record of success.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of senior aerospace engineers, they start out in those more specialized roles, honing their skills in a particular area like aerodynamics, propulsion, or avionics.
I see.
As they gain that experience and expertise, they move into those leadership roles, managing teams, overseeing projects, mentoring junior engineers.
So it's a climb up the ladder. You're constantly learning and evolving along the way.
Exactly.
All right. The suspense is killing me. Who claims the number two spot on this list?
Coming in at number two with an average salary of about $130,000 is the aerospace engineering manager.
Okay.
These are the strategic leaders that oversee entire departments, setting goals, managing budgets, and making sure that the projects are aligned with the company's vision.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility. What kind of leadership qualities do you think are essential for an aerospace engineering manager to be successful in that role?
They need to be visionary thinkers. They need to inspire and motivate their teams.
Yeah.
Strong communication and interpersonal skills are absolutely crucial. You got to be able to make those tough decisions, navigate complex organizational structures.
Right.
You know, they're essentially the conductors of an orchestra, making sure that every instrument is in tune and playing its part harmoniously.
So the perfect blend of technical expertise and leadership acumen. All right, drumroll please. Who takes the crown as the highest paying aerospace engineering job?
The top spot goes to the aerospace program manager, earning an average of $135,000.
Wow.
They're the ones who ensure that those large-scale projects stay on track within budget and ultimately achieve those really ambitious goals.
Right.
Think of them as the master strategists juggling all those different moving parts, managing risks, and steering those complex aerospace projects towards a successful launch.
Literally.
Literally.
That's an incredible amount of pressure and responsibility. What kind of projects would an aerospace program manager typically be overseeing?
Think about the big, ambitious projects, the ones that push the boundaries of what's possible. Maybe they're managing the development of a new generation of reusable spacecraft for commercial space tourism.
Right.
Or perhaps they're leading the charge on a revolutionary satellite system that's going to revolutionize global communication.
Wow.
You know, they're at the forefront of innovation. They're driving progress in a field that constantly reaches for the stars.
It's amazing to see how that experience and leadership translate into those top-tier salaries. But Engineering Strategy News also mentioned a few other lucrative roles, right? Ones that really show just how much room for growth there is in this field.
Absolutely. They highlighted roles like the aerospace project engineer, earning around $116,500. These are the individuals who manage specific projects within those larger aerospace programs.
Uh-huh.
They ensure that each component is developed and integrated seamlessly.
Okay.
You know, they're the ones who bring those intricate engineering puzzles together.
I'm guessing meticulous organization and a knack for problem solving are essential for that role.
Oh, absolutely.
What about those who are looking to climb even higher up that aerospace ladder?
Well, for those with aspirations for leadership on a grander scale, there's the aerospace director, earning an average salary of $150,000.
Wow.
They set that strategic direction for entire divisions within aerospace companies, overseeing multiple departments and shaping the company's overall research and development efforts.
That sounds like a role that requires both a deep understanding of the industry and also a keen business sense.
Absolutely.
And I bet the view from the top is pretty spectacular.
It is.
But what about those who reach the pinnacle of the aerospace engineering profession?
Ah, you're talking about the elite few who become chief aerospace engineers.
Yeah.
Commanding an average salary of $170,000.
Oh.
They are the ultimate technical authority within their organizations.
Okay.
Responsible for making those really critical decisions about design development and safety.
I see.
They're the ones who have the final say on those groundbreaking innovations that shape the future of flight and space exploration.
That's an incredible career trajectory. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the overall job outlook for aerospace engineers. Engineering Strategy News projects a 3% growth rate, which might not sound like a lot, but in this day and age, it's a positive sign, right? What's driving that continued demand for aerospace engineers?
You're absolutely right that 3% growth rate is definitely a positive sign, especially when you consider that so many other industries are facing, you know, automation and job displacement.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of aerospace engineering, it's that constant drive for innovation, that insatiable curiosity to explore the unknown that keeps this field thriving.
So it's not just about building planes and rockets, it's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible. What are some of the specific trends that are shaping the future of aerospace engineering jobs? What should aspiring engineers be keeping an eye on?
Well, one of the most significant trends is this increasing focus on sustainability.
Okay.
The aerospace industry is really actively seeking ways to reduce its environmental impact.
Uh-huh.
Whether that's through designing more fuel-efficient aircraft, exploring alternative propulsion systems, or even developing sustainable manufacturing processes.
So it's about finding ways to reach for the stars while also being mindful of our footprint here on Earth. I read an article recently about companies experimenting with biofuels and even electric propulsion for aircraft. Is that the kind of innovation that we're talking about?
Absolutely. The quest for sustainable aviation is a major focus in the industry. Companies are exploring everything from lightweight composite materials that reduce aircraft weight to advanced engine designs that minimize fuel consumption.
Hmm.
And yes, biofuels and electric propulsion are definitely on the radar as potential game changers in the field.
Yeah, it sounds like a really exciting time to be involved in that area of aerospace engineering.
It is.
What other trends are shaping the future of aerospace engineering? What else is getting people excited in the field?
Well, we can't talk about the future of aerospace without mentioning commercial space travel.
Of course, yeah.
You know, companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin are making some significant strides in making space more accessible, not just for astronauts, but for, you know, ordinary people like you and me.
Yeah, I have to admit the idea of space tourism is incredibly appealing. What kind of job opportunities would that create for aerospace engineers, though?
Well, you have to think about it. You're going to need engineers to design and build those reusable spacecraft to manage the complex logistics of spaceflight operations, to ensure the safety and comfort of passengers, and then to develop those new technologies for space tourism infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's a whole new frontier for the industry.
It's mind-boggling to think about the possibilities, but let's not forget about the trusty drone.
Right.
I mean, they seem to be popping up everywhere these days.
They are.
What role do they play in the future of aerospace engineering?
Well, drones are no longer just a novelty. They're rapidly becoming an integral part of our lives. And with that comes a growing demand for aerospace engineers who can design, build, and operate these unmanned aerial vehicles.
Yeah. I've read about drones being used for everything from package delivery to agricultural monitoring to search and rescue missions. It seems like the applications are endless. What specific skills would an aerospace engineer need to specialize in drone technology?
They would need a strong foundation in areas like aerodynamics, control systems, sensor technology, but they would also need to be adaptable and innovative, able to develop those creative solutions for a wide range of applications. And let's not forget those ethical considerations that come with designing autonomous flying machines.
Right.
It's a field that requires both technical expertise and a deep understanding of the societal impact of these technologies.
It's a fascinating area, that's for sure. But as we look to the future, we can't forget about the silent workhorses of the aerospace industry satellites.
Yeah.
What role will they play in the years to come?
Well, our reliance on satellites is only going to increase.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Global communication, navigation systems, Earth observation, weather forecasting, even national security satellites are at the heart of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we need skilled aerospace engineers to design, build, launch, and maintain those complex systems.
So it's a field that's literally out of this world. But for those listening who are thinking, wow, this sounds incredible, I want to be a part of this, what advice would you give them on how to launch a career in aerospace engineering? What are those essential first steps?
Well, first step is education. A solid foundation in math and science is essential, and a bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering is typically the starting point for most careers in the field.
So hitting the books is crucial, but what about those who are maybe thinking about a career change or want to take their aerospace education to the next level?
For those looking to specialize or advance into leadership roles, a master's degree or even a PhD can be incredibly valuable.
Okay.
These advanced degrees can open doors to higher level positions and really significantly boost that earning potential.
So investing in your education is a key ingredient for success in this field. But what about gaining practical experience? How important is that, and where can aspiring aerospace engineers get that hands-on experience?
Practical experience is absolutely essential. Internships and co-op programs are a fantastic way to gain real-world experience while you're still in school.
Right.
These opportunities allow students to apply what they've learned in the classroom to actual engineering projects, work alongside experienced professionals, and make those valuable connections in the industry.
It sounds like the perfect way to bridge the gap between theory and practice. What other advice would you give to those who are just starting out in their aerospace engineering careers? What are some of the key things to keep in mind?
Well, in a field as dynamic as aerospace engineering, continuous learning is essential. Staying updated on the latest technologies and trends is key to remaining competitive. Attending industry conferences, reading industry publications, and pursuing professional development opportunities are all valuable ways to stay ahead of the curve.
So never stop learning and never stop exploring. But what about specializing in a particular niche within aerospace engineering? Is that a good strategy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As we've discussed, aerospace engineering is a vast field with countless areas of specialization. Focusing on a specific area of interest, like sustainability, drones, or satellite systems, allows you to become a sought-after expert in a rapidly growing field. It's a great way to stand out and increase your value to potential employers.
So find your passion within aerospace engineering and become the go-to expert in that area. Makes perfect sense. But it's not all about technical skills, right? What about the importance of those all-important soft skills?
You're absolutely right. In today's collaborative work environment, strong communication, teamwork, and problem-solving skills are essential for success in any engineering role. Being able to clearly articulate your ideas, work effectively in a team, and approach challenges with a creative and analytical mindset are all highly valued traits in the aerospace industry.
So it's that winning combination of technical expertise, a thirst for knowledge, and those essential soft skills that really sets aspiring aerospace engineers apart.
It does.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to go back to that initial wonder of aerospace engineering.
Yeah.
It's a field that captures the imagination, right?
It does.
It's about pushing boundaries, exploring the unknown, and literally reaching for the stars.
You hit the nail on the head. Aerospace engineering is about more than just a job. It's about being part of something bigger, something that inspires and challenges us to achieve the impossible.
I love that.
And as we move into the next part of our deep dive, I want you to consider this. What innovations in aerospace engineering would you like to see in the future? What are the possibilities that excite you the most? Think about that for a moment. We'll be right back. It really is a field where the sky's not the limit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But let's come back down to earth for a minute and talk about the day-to-day reality of being an aerospace engineer. It can't all be, you know, glamorous launches and groundbreaking discoveries, right?
Right.
There's got to be some challenges.
That's a great point. We've talked about the exciting roles, the impressive salaries, but what about those challenges? What are some of the hurdles that aerospace engineers encounter in their work?
Well, one of the biggest challenges, I think, is just the sheer complexity of the systems that they work with.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the intricate design of a supersonic jet or the delicate balance of a spacecraft's life support system.
Right.
You know, aerospace engineers, they're dealing with those cutting-edge technologies demanding precision and a constant need for innovation.
Yeah, I can imagine the pressure that comes with that level of responsibility. One tiny miscalculation could have huge consequences. What other challenges come to mind?
Another significant challenge is the need to stay ahead of the curve in a field that's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
New materials, new software, new design principles are emerging all the time. And aerospace engineers need to be lifelong learners, constantly adapting and expanding their knowledge.
So it's not a career for those who get comfortable with the status quo.
No.
You need to be driven by that thirst for knowledge and a willingness to embrace those new challenges. But what about the collaborative nature of aerospace engineering? How does teamwork impact the work they do?
Oh, collaboration is absolutely essential in this field.
Uh-huh.
Aerospace projects are rarely solo endeavors.
Right.
They typically involve, you know, these large multidisciplinary teams of engineers, each with their own area of expertise.
Okay.
So think about all the different specialists needed to design a new aircraft.
Yeah.
You've got experts in aerodynamics, propulsion, structural design, avionics, and more, all working together to create a safe and efficient machine.
So it sounds like strong communication and interpersonal skills are just as important as that technical expertise.
Oh, for sure.
You need to be able to, you know, clearly articulate your ideas, listen to different perspectives, and work together towards that common goal.
Yeah.
What about the regulatory environment surrounding aerospace engineering? How does that impact their work?
Well, safety is paramount in aerospace engineering. So it's a highly regulated field, and for good reason.
Yeah.
Every design, every material, every system needs to meet those strict standards and undergo rigorous testing before it can, you know, take to the skies or venture into space.
That makes sense. You're dealing with machines that push the limits of physics, so safety has to be a top priority. But with all these challenges, why do people choose to become aerospace engineers in the first place? What's that driving force behind their passion?
It's a great question, and I think it boils down to a few key things.
Okay.
I think first and foremost, there's just the sheer wonder and excitement of working on projects that push the boundaries of human ingenuity.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being part of a team that designs a spacecraft destined for Mars or develops a new type of hypersonic aircraft that can travel at 5 times the speed of sound.
Wow.
You know, it's about being at the forefront of innovation, exploring the unknown, and contributing to a field that constantly challenges our limits.
So it's about more than just a job. It's about being part of something bigger, something that inspires and captures the imagination. What other factors contribute to that passion?
Well, there's also the intellectual stimulation that comes with solving those really complex problems. Aerospace engineering is a field that demands creativity, critical thinking, and a deep understanding of scientific principles.
Right.
It's a constant challenge to find those innovative solutions to push the limits of what's technologically feasible and to contribute to a field that's constantly evolving. And then there's the impact.
Yes, the impact.
The chance to make a real difference in the world.
Exactly.
You know, aerospace engineers, they have this unique opportunity to contribute to those technologies that shape our world. Think about the impact of air travel on global commerce and cultural exchange, or the role of satellites in communication, navigation, and scientific discovery. Aerospace engineering touches so many aspects of our lives.
It's a field that allows you to leave your mark on the world, to be part of something truly meaningful. But let's not forget the personal satisfaction that comes with seeing a project through from concept to reality.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Imagine the feeling of watching a rocket you helped design blast off into space, or seeing an aircraft you helped engineer take flight for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a tangible sense of accomplishment, of knowing that you played a part in creating something extraordinary.
It's such a cool feeling. I mean, that's what I love about engineering.
Yeah.
That blend of intellectual challenge and problem solving and seeing your ideas come to life in the real world. But for those considering a career in this field, what advice would you give them beyond, you know, those educational requirements and technical skills?
I would say the most important thing is to cultivate a passion for aerospace.
Okay.
Read about the latest advancements, follow the work of leading companies and researchers, and really immerse yourself in the culture of innovation that drives this field. Go to air shows, visit science museums, watch documentaries about space exploration.
Yeah.
You know, feed that curiosity and let it fuel your passion.
So nurture that inner child who looks up at the stars and dreams of flying. What other advice would you give to aspiring aerospace engineers?
Develop strong problem-solving skills.
Okay.
Aerospace engineering is all about finding creative solutions to complex challenges. Practice thinking outside the box, challenge assumptions, and don't be afraid to experiment and learn from your mistakes.
So it's about being resourceful and adaptable and persistent in the face of challenges. What else is essential for success in this field?
Build strong communication and teamwork skills.
Uh-huh.
You'll be working on collaborative projects, you know, interacting with colleagues from diverse backgrounds and presenting your ideas to stakeholders. That ability to communicate effectively, both verbally and in writing, is crucial.
Right.
You know, practice explaining complex technical concepts in a clear and concise way and work on your active listening and collaboration skills.
So honing those interpersonal skills is just as important as mastering the technical aspects of aerospace engineering. What about the importance of networking? How can aspiring aerospace engineers make the most of those opportunities?
Well, networking is essential in any field, but it's especially valuable in aerospace engineering.
Okay.
Attend industry conferences, join professional organizations like the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, AIAA. Connect with people on LinkedIn, and seek out opportunities to learn from experienced professionals. Don't be afraid to reach out to people you admire in the field, ask questions, and build relationships.
So it's about building that network of support and inspiration, tapping into the collective wisdom of the aerospace community.
Exactly.
What else would you advise aspiring aerospace engineers to consider as they embark on this journey?
Embrace the fact that aerospace engineering is a constantly evolving field. Be open to new technologies, be willing to adapt to changing trends, and never stop learning. The more you embrace that continuous learning, the more successful you'll be in this dynamic and rewarding field.
So stay curious, stay adaptable, and never lose that sense of wonder that drew you to aerospace engineering in the first place. Now let's broaden our perspective a bit and talk about the wider impact of aerospace engineering on society. It's a field that has shaped our world in profound ways, hasn't it?
It has.
Right.
Absolutely. Aerospace engineering has been a driving force behind technological advancements, economic growth, and our understanding of the universe. It's a field that has connected people across continents, enabled us to explore the depths of space, and inspired generations to dream of a future beyond our planet.
Let's dive into some specific examples. How has aerospace engineering impacted global travel?
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to imagine our world without the ability to fly from one continent to another in a matter of hours.
Right.
What would our lives be like without the innovations in aerospace engineering that have made air travel possible?
Well, it's hard to overstate the impact of commercial aviation on our world.
Yeah.
It has revolutionized global travel, making it faster, more affordable, and accessible to people from all walks of life.
Right.
It has fostered international trade cultural exchange, and a sense of interconnectedness that would have been unimaginable a century ago.
Yeah.
I mean, think about, you know, the ability to visit family members who live overseas, to experience different cultures, to conduct business on a global scale. These are all made possible by the advancements in aerospace engineering that have led to modern air travel.
It's truly incredible to think about how aerospace engineering has literally shrunk our world, bringing people and cultures closer together. What about the impact on communication?
Okay.
How has aerospace engineering facilitated that flow of information around the globe?
Well, the development of satellites has been absolutely instrumental in creating the global communication networks that we rely on today.
Yeah.
I mean, from television broadcasts and internet connectivity to GPS navigation and weather forecasting satellites have made it possible to transmit information across vast distances instantaneously. Imagine a world without instant communication, without the ability to access information from around the globe with, you know, a few clicks of a button.
It's hard to fathom, right?
It is.
It really is. It's hard to imagine our hyper-connected world without the contributions of aerospace engineering. What about the impact on national security?
Right.
How has aerospace engineering shaped the defense capabilities of nations?
Aerospace engineering has played a pivotal role in developing those advanced military aircraft defense systems and surveillance technologies. These technologies have really reshaped the landscape of warfare, influencing strategic decision-making, deterring conflict, and protecting national interests.
It's a reminder that aerospace engineering has implications that extend far beyond the realms of science and technology.
It does.
Shaping geopolitical dynamics and influencing the balance of power on a global scale. But let's shift our focus to a more positive aspect, the impact on scientific exploration.
Yeah.
How has aerospace engineering enabled us to unravel the mysteries of the universe?
Well, the development of spacecraft telescopes and robotic probes has really revolutionized our understanding of the cosmos. From exploring the surface of Mars to studying distant galaxies, aerospace engineering has provided us with the tools to push the boundaries of human knowledge and unlock those secrets of the universe. Think about, you know, those iconic images from the Hubble Space Telescope or the groundbreaking discoveries made by the Mars rovers.
Right.
These are all testaments to the power of aerospace engineering to expand our understanding of the universe we live in.
It's a testament to human ingenuity and our insatiable curiosity to explore the unknown. But the impact of aerospace engineering goes beyond these tangible advancements, right?
Absolutely.
It's also about inspiring future generations, igniting a passion for STEM fields, and shaping the dreams of countless young minds.
You're absolutely right. The accomplishments of aerospace engineers, you know, the images of spacecraft soaring through space, the stories of human ingenuity and exploration, these have the power to inspire, you know, generations of students to pursue careers in STEM fields. It's about fostering a culture of innovation, encouraging young minds to embrace challenges, and nurturing that next generation of problem solvers who will shape the future of aerospace engineering.
It's a reminder that the impact of aerospace engineering extends far beyond the present, influencing the aspirations and career paths of countless individuals who will carry the torch of innovation into the future. But before we get too caught up in the inspiring aspects, it's important to address the elephant in the room when it comes to aerospace engineering, the cost.
Yeah.
I mean, these projects are incredibly expensive.
They are.
They require significant investments in research, development, and testing. How do we justify those costs, especially when there are so many other pressing issues here on Earth that need funding?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Aerospace projects often come with, you know, those hefty price tags. Yep. And it's important to consider the economic implications and, you know, the allocation of resources.
Right.
However, it's also crucial to remember that these investments also yield significant returns.
So it's not just about the expense, it's about the long-term benefits that these investments bring.
Right.
What are some of the economic benefits associated with aerospace engineering?
Well, aerospace engineering is a catalyst for innovation across a wide range of industries.
Okay.
Leading to the development of new technologies, new materials, and new manufacturing processes.
Right.
And these advancements often spill over into other sectors, stimulating economic growth and creating new jobs. For example, technologies developed for space exploration have found applications in fields as diverse as medicine, transportation, and consumer electronics.
So the ripple effect of aerospace innovation extends far beyond the confines of the industry itself.
It does.
Contributing to those technological advancements and economic growth across the board, what about the role of government funding in aerospace engineering? It's a field that often relies on public investment to support that research and development.
That's true. Government funding plays a crucial role in advancing aerospace engineering, particularly in areas like space exploration, defense technologies, and fundamental research.
Okay.
And these investments not only drive innovation, but also contribute to national security, scientific progress, and the development of a highly skilled workforce.
So it's a partnership between the public and private sectors.
It really is.
With government funding providing the foundation for that groundbreaking research and development that ultimately benefits society as a whole.
Yeah.
But let's be real, not everyone is thrilled about the vast sums of money spent on space exploration. Some argue that those resources could be better allocated to addressing more pressing issues here on Earth, such as poverty, hunger, and climate change.
Yeah.
How do you respond to those concerns?
It's a valid concern, and it's important to have these discussions and weigh those priorities.
Right.
However, it's also crucial to remember that advancements in aerospace engineering often have direct applications that can benefit humanity. For example, satellite technologies are used to monitor climate change, predict natural disasters, and provide communication and navigation services in those remote areas.
Right.
And let's not forget the potential of space exploration to inspire future generations and foster that global sense of unity and purpose.
So it's not an either proposition.
Mm.
Investments in aerospace engineering can simultaneously advance scientific knowledge, drive technological innovation, and address those pressing global challenges.
Absolutely.
But as we move into the final part of our deep dive, I want to touch upon a topic that often sparks debate, the ethical considerations surrounding aerospace engineering.
Yeah.
It's a field that raises those important questions about the responsible use of technology, the potential for militarization of space, and the long-term sustainability of space exploration.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on these concerns?
Those are really important questions that we can't just sweep under the rug.
Yeah. You know? Right.
As we kind of push these boundaries of what's possible in aerospace engineering,
mm-hmm.
we need to really be mindful of, you know, those potential consequences.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that these advancements are used responsibly and ethically.
Of course, yeah.
And that's why it's, you know, so important to have these open and honest conversations about, you know, these very real issues.
Yeah.
Involving not just engineers and scientists.
Right.
But also policymakers, ethicists, and the public. Everyone needs to be a part of this conversation.
It takes a village.
It does.
It's a reminder that, you know, technological advancements aren't just about what we can do.
Right.
But also what we should do.
Exactly.
And speaking of the future, let's shift our focus back to those individuals who are already on the path to an aerospace engineering career.
Okay.
Maybe they're in university right now, or perhaps they just landed their first job in the industry.
Right.
What advice would you give them to navigate this complex and competitive field?
Well, one piece of advice that I always give to those young engineers is to find a mentor.
Okay.
Seek out someone who has, you know, experience in the industry.
Yeah.
Someone you admire and respect.
Right.
And ask them to kind of be your guide.
Yeah.
A good mentor can provide invaluable insights, advice, and support as you kind of navigate all the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
It's so valuable to have somebody who's been there, done that, you know, can really make all the difference in those early stages of your career.
Absolutely.
What other tips would you offer to those who are, you know, just starting out in aerospace engineering?
Don't be afraid to specialize.
Okay.
As we discussed, you know, earlier, aerospace engineering is this vast field with so many, you know, sub-disciplines.
Right.
Finding a niche that aligns with your passions and skills
mm-hmm.
will not only, you know, make your work more enjoyable,
yeah,
but it'll also increase your value as an expert in that particular area.
It's about finding that sweet spot where your interests, your skills, and the needs of the industry all intersect.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, the importance of staying adaptable in a field that's constantly evolving?
Right.
What advice would you give on that front?
Embrace continuous learning.
Okay.
Aerospace engineering is a field that never stands still. New technologies emerge, design principles evolve, and the demand for innovation never ceases.
Right.
You know, make it a habit to stay updated on industry trends, explore new tools and techniques, and, you know, never stop seeking knowledge.
So view learning as an ongoing journey, not just a destination. What about the importance of networking and building those professional relationships?
Yeah.
How can young aerospace engineers make the most of those opportunities?
Attend industry conferences. Join professional organizations like AIAA, connect with people on LinkedIn, and, you know, actively participate in, you know, discussions and events. Networking isn't just about collecting business cards.
Right.
It's about, you know, building genuine relationships, exchanging ideas, and learning from others in the field.
It's about being an active participant in the aerospace community, contributing to the conversation, and building that network of colleagues who can support and inspire you throughout your career.
For sure. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of aerospace engineering jobs and salaries, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
It's a field that pushes the boundaries of human ingenuity, it explores the vast unknown, and it inspires us to dream bigger. What's your parting message for those who are, you know, captivated by this field and eager to contribute to its future?
I'd say, you know, hold on to that sense of wonder, that fascination with flight and space exploration that drew you to aerospace engineering in the first place.
Yeah.
Embrace the challenges, never stop learning, and, you know, really strive to make a positive impact on the world. The future of aerospace engineering is so bright, and, you know, it's really in the hands of those who dare to dream big and work tirelessly to turn those dreams into a reality.
It's a field that offers not just a career, but a chance to be a part of something truly extraordinary, to contribute to a legacy of innovation that will shape the future of humanity. And with that inspiring thought, we conclude our deep dive into the world of aerospace engineering jobs and salaries. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and gained some valuable insights into this truly fascinating field. Until next time, keep looking up at the stars and dreaming big.